Well, Brad, as we look at starting market-wise, you know, on Friday they kept pushing weather, 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 more rain, and then it just seems like the skies just kind of threw a few drops here and there enough to entice folks, but not enough to really make the markets panic about weather at this point.
I think that you're right. I think that the, you know, to me what the November beans are doing here is just telling you that the market is building in what they think is going to be whatever the final bean number, and I think that that number of acres is what I'm talking about, and I think that that probably expanded a little bit here as it looks like an awful lot of the Midwest, the Corn Belt, like for instance North Central Iowa was there Wednesday and Thursday, and it was like you thought it was May 1. I mean, everybody was running and planting beans. And I think the market's assuming that we had enough of a break in the action generally to let these guys get some bean acres finally planted here, albeit kind of late.
Well, I know the USDA says that at this point, no, we'll get crop progress, but no more planting numbers from the corn perspective. So pretty much those acres that haven't been planted all been factored in?
Or it's going to remain a mystery. You know, yeah, you're right in saying that, you know, now the market moves on to talk about different things, you know, weather and the conditions of the crop, not maybe as much as the acres, but at the end of the month, of course, we do get a plantings report, and we'll hang on to that probably for most of the summer. But I remember a couple years ago where they revised the acres on the January report of the year prior, so it's hard for me not to make a tongue-in-cheek smart aleck comment about, you know, the government having a handle on the acres. It would be the easiest number for them to get. You know, most of us are busy right now running to our various FSA offices to report and draw their little map and tell them what the number was. Coincidentally, they don't use that data, which is amazing to me. But anyway, I guess we'll shift our focus away from the acres. We'll assume that we got, you know, whatever, short of, you know, 97% or something of what the number we thought was going to be. So, and then we'll move on from there.